Let me introduce one of my favourite intimacy brands, Bloom Stories. They offer spicy audio stories, guides, and audiobooks for more satisfying me time. I love the depth of their catalogue, over 1,000 fantasies for every mood, with new content released on Fridays. If you like my work, this is definitely for you. Go to bloomstories.com, listen to free episodes, and when you're ready to unlock more, use promo code GIRLONTHENET to save up to 70%.
This is Weaponized Want, written and read by me, Quenby. As we walk into the club, I feel a dozen eyes follow us across the room. It must be said, we make quite a striking pair. My bulky frame, wrapped in a lacy black thong and matching chemise, thick black eyeliner and lipstick decorate my face, and a simple collar marks me as my boyfriend's fuck toy for the evening. Holding the leash and leading me through the crowd, Z strikes an exquisite contrast. His slight frame is dressed in a binder and strap-on harness, while every inch of my outfit is designed to look filthy and depraved. Here clothes are practical, a touch of pink lipstick the only concession to makeup, while I'm dressed up as here pretty slut, Z looks effortlessly handsome in casual underwear. I'm eager to go through to the playroom. I've been edged already today, and my cock is staining my panties and pre-cum. But instead, Sir leads us to a lounge area to meet our friends. As he sits in an armchair, I kneel obediently at his feet. Z thrusts fingers into my pliant mouth, and I suck obediently. After half a minute of this, he pulls out, wiping drool over my cheeks and spitting in my mouth. Sadistic glee flashes across his face at the humiliation in my eyes. With a tug at the leash, I'm pulled forward into his lap. I look at him as he feeds me his packer. I eagerly suck at the soft rubber in my mouth. I remain on my knees for what seems like eternity, alternating between sucking Sir's cock and being humiliated in a range of sadistic ways. Friends join us. They know not to address me directly when I'm in this role. Instead, they show affection in ways approved of by Sir. Hands stroke my hair as I suck his cock. Others pull my head back to use my mouth, violating my obedient orifice with fingers, tongues, and spit. Occasionally, Sir will make me bend over and show the fat steel plug stretching my hungry ass. When Z does that, our friends like to make a competition of it, seeing who can elicit the most humiliatingly filthy moans from me as they tease my ass with tongues and spit while they watch my whole grip desperately at the plug as they fuck it back and forth in me. Twice more, Sir teases my cock, taking me to the edge, then giggling at the desperate noises I make as he leaves me achingly hard and needy. Finally, Z takes me through to the playroom. Is there anything you want, slut? Please fuck me, Sir! I know Z will use my neediness to humiliate me further, but I'm beyond caring. Grinning, he changes out the packer for a thick cock, then lies on his back. Come position yourself over me then. Obediently, I come and kneel over the cock. He pulls out my plug and makes me wait as he rubs lube over the cock. My ass twitches in anticipation. I'm so desperate to be filled by my sir. Press down on the cock, but don't you dare take more than the head in you. I rub the cock against my hungry ass, close to tears from the desperate need to be filled. My boyfriend can be such a fucking sadist, making me complicit in my own torment like this. Z doesn't need whips and chains to torture me. Instead, Z can take my own desire and twist it into a weapon to use against me. Z's grinning up at me, drinking in my desperate little mules and the tears swelling in my eyes. Finally, without warning, he thrusts up into me. I throw back my head and moan at the sudden sensation of fullness. Z gives me a moment to adjust, then begins vigorously fucking me. Our bodies move in harmony, filthy wet sounds mingle with guttural moans and the fleshy sounds of our bellies slapping together. Until finally, I collapse forward onto my forearms, too tired to bounce on his cock anymore. Z leans up and gently kisses me, still buried in my ass. Z is once more my tender boyfriend again, as he pulls out of me and wraps me in a long hug, whispering in my ear,
"I love you, Quenby."
If you liked that, you can find more audio porn at girlonthenet.com/audioporn and more of me at quimbycreatives.com. Testing, testing, 1, 2, 1, 2. I'm reading this fully nude. Bit of information for you there.